Text numéro 37. Eye contact and a smile will win you a mate. It's official. You are more likely to think other people are attractive if they are looking straight at you and smiling. The finding helps to explain long-standing questions over the subtle ways in which evolution can determine human preferences. An important question in biology is whether a particular function or ability is the result of evolution or an accidental byproduct of it. Some biologists believe that human perception is nothing but an accidental byproduct of our evolution, because there has been little evidence that the way we perceive something as, for example, a face, affects our biological success in deciding whether we like it or not. But evidence proving that evolution has conditioned our perception in subtle ways is getting stronger and stronger. Claire Conway and colleagues at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, UK, paired nearly identical photos of computer-generated faces with smiling or disgusted expressions. The pair differed only in where the irises were pointed, straight at the viewer or off to the side. Several hundred Aberdeen undergraduates, in the lab and online, rated the faces for sexual attractiveness and for likability, a sexually neutral quality. Both men and women found faces looking straight at them to be more attractive and more likable, even if the faces looked disgusted, though, unsurprisingly, there was a greater preference for smiles. But when the viewers were rating the faces for attractiveness, the preference for being looked at directly by smiling eyes was much greater for faces of the opposite sex, especially when they were rated by men. There was no such sexual bias in the preference for a direct gaze when the students rated disgusted-looking faces or when they were rating any faces for likability. The Aberdeen team says the sexual bias in subjects' perception of sexual attractiveness in a direct, smiling gaze is hard to explain as a simple byproduct of perception. It could indeed have involved to ease the effort of mating, since it directs the human being towards somebody who is already expressing an interest. The idea that evolution played a role in determining our facial preferences is backed up by other work, such as the research showing that the perception of attractiveness may change if the person is influenced by a friend's or someone else's opinion. This perception may also curiously be affected by the time of the month. But then, what about cultures, common in Asia, where gazing directly at someone is rude? The Asian participants in the study still preferred direct gazes to turned aside gazes, Conway told New Scientist. But these are private preferences, she cautions. Whether or not such preferences are also expressed in public situations, we don't know. Adapted from newscientist.com, December 2007.